back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The president's still threatening to close the southern border with Mexico if it doesn't crack down on migrant caravans that are heading up north through Mexico towards the U.S. border from Central America. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the border. A statement just released says she'll deploy 750 U.S. Customs personnel. Arguing that the crisis there is worsening, she's also accusing Congress of failing to act. An investigation is just getting started in North Dakota after several people were found dead inside a building just west of Bismarck. No word on how many bodies were found or if there's any idea of what the cause of death may be. Rapper, philanthropist, and community activist Nipsey Hussle has been shot and killed while standing outside one of the several stores he owned in the Hyde Park neighborhood of South L.A. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More details on the deaths of two Marine pilots killed when a helicopter they were operating went down in southwestern Arizona. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The Saturday night crash occurred on the vast Marine Corps Air Station Yuma training grounds, located about 2 miles from the city. The training ground is one of the world's largest military operations. Cause of the crash of the Viper helicopter remains under investigation. The names of the pilots who died will be withheld until 24 hours after the next of kin have been notified. The pilots were conducting a routine training mission as part of the Weapons and Tactics Instructor course.
Georgia's controversial heartbeat abortion bill now moving to the governor, Brian Kemp's desk, to await his signature. The State House on Friday gave final approval to the fetal heartbeat bill. It bans most abortions as soon as a doctor can detect a heartbeat in an embryo. And that time period is usually about 6 weeks. The ACLU of Georgia says the bill is unconstitutional. It's planning to challenge it. A report from Ethiopian Airlines due out today. It's been looking into the deadly crash of a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner on March 10th that killed 157 people. It's expected to focus on software issues that may have brought down another plane of the same type that killed 190 people in Indonesia last October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
The mayor also believes that the current immigration laws need to be enforced as well. The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to increase, now at its highest level in almost 5 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the increase.
The national average is up for the seventh straight week, rising 7 cents to $2.70 per gallon. That's the highest tally in 142 days.
Refinery maintenance for the switch to the cleaner-burning summer blend is one of the factors for the increase, plus the price of oil.
Oil prices right now per barrel, about $60. That's a slight uptick in the last week. That's the highest level in over 5 months.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country. And this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
Roy was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.